Megan.
What's your name?
Megan.
Megan. Father, we thank you for Megan. We celebrate who she is. We thank you for even this evening to speak over her life in Jesus' name. And Megan, you are like this, just a walking torch. You're on fire for the Lord. You're just caught on fire. Not only are you on fire for the Lord, but I see that you're shining your light brightly for many others to see. And the Lord says that I've made you like a magnet. And your anointing is magnetic. People are drawn to you. People are drawn to your smile. And the Lord says, even your smile is causing others to see the smile of the Lord. Your smile has helped people who are walking in depression. Your smile has helped others who are feeling alone and abandoned. The Lord says, never underestimate the anointing you walk even in your own smile, says God. The Lord says, He is your biggest cheerleader. God is saying, Megan, go all the way. Run, go for it. There is no limit for you, says the Lord. You're called with that anointing. You're like that Peter that would say, Lord, if it's you, allow me to come out of the boat. And the Lord says, you're just daring enough to believe him and step out. But this is a season for you to walk on the water. This is a season for you to do the impossible. This is a season for you to just step out in new territory that God's given you. I just see like a whole new world that God's opening up to you in this point of your life. Even among young adults, there's an ability to speak into them. There's ability to just draw them into you in that magnetic anointing that God has given you. God says, I've given you a gift of creativity. You do things completely different, aside the way other people do it. You cross all your T's, you dot all your I's, you're very thorough in the way you do things, but yet you do it very creatively. God says that's important. That's an important gift that he's given you. Even get yourself a journal. Start writing down some of the visions and the dreams that God's given you. For the Lord says, as he's speaking to you in visions and dreams, and you're to write that down, God says, you'll see that I'm bringing you out to a new place. You'll see that I want to bring those things forward in you. God says, you are a dreamer. You are a visionary. You can see it ahead of time. The Lord says that I can even hear you saying, God, there's a need for this. There's a need for that. You see where there's a lack, where there's a need. God says, I've given you that ability to see where there is need, says the Lord, so that you can even speak into that, says God. I even believe God's saying for you to learn how to start prophesying. Learn how to open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Begin to speak to things that seem negative. Begin to speak to things that seem like... Begin to prophesy to those things. God says, I'm teaching you the power of the words that are in your mouth and how effective they are in me. God wants to give you words that are going to change atmospheres. God wants to give you words that are going to change lives. And God says, learn how to prophesy. Speak my words and you'll see the great things I'm going to do through you. So God says, be ready. It's as if though this season is fast track season for you. You're going to be going quickly. You're going to be learning things quickly. Things are going to come fast to you. But you have that anointing. You have the ability to do it. God says, job well done. Report card is in. You've got straight A's. The Lord says, I'm well proud of you. Keep moving forward. And God says, the best for you is yet ahead.
Jesus is in control of that board. Hallelujah. Okay, we got it. Well, the first thing I saw was you in a pea patch. It was absolutely the greenest, fullest pea patch I've ever seen. It was huge. I couldn't see the ends of it. And each bush, little bushes like so, are just absolutely hanging heavy with beautiful pea pods, and you're picking them just as hard as you can. I take that first to mean that you're coming into a period of tremendous fruitfulness and of great harvest. God is going to give you a harvest of souls. They're like the peas. And you're going to be picking as fast as you can. Second, it's a lot of work. It may sound romantic, but I don't think a pea patch
is romantic at all. It's hard on the back. And then after you think you get it all picked, you think, oh, that's great. But then you got to shell the peas. That's hard on your thumb right there, isn't it? Right there on that thumb. It just wears your thumb out. And you think after a while, I hate peas. So, you're going to be faced at times in your life with real long stretches of work, like in that pea patch. And you're going to think, God, I am tired of doing this. But I'm here to tell you that don't be afraid of the work, because God's going to also give you great stamina. You're a laster. You're one who's going to go the distance. God's going to put a strength in you, not just a physical strength, but also a mental strength to be able to go the distance and finish the jobs that you're given. You're going to walk in great bounty and harvest, but harvest always comes with the price of having to be the one in the field early in the morning and late at night. God's going to give you a gift if you don't already have it. He's going to give you a gift of getting up early. He's going to begin to wake you up, and you're going to learn, if you're not already doing it, but I see you up before, just before dawn, and just treasuring the rise, when the light begins to come up, and you just can see that time. It's going to be a time when God speaks to you. He's going to speak to you prophetically. Sector, did you have a word about the prophecy? Was that a, yeah. This is, God's going to open up a prophetic gift to you. You've already got it, actually, and you need to start using it. If you go like this, you can be, if you're doing something, and you just go, bam, God will speak to you just that quick. This is not a fancy thing. Just you're doing this, and you go, just give one pause to ask God, what are you saying? And bam, he's going to speak to you. And that's part of your pea patch. It's part of mine, part of these guys. It's part of their patch. So I'm not free when I'm around other people. Never. Because it's part of my patch to walk in and go, oh, okay. So you're not going to be free of this. That whenever you're with anyone else, this thing is going to be there. And whenever the Holy Spirit reminds you just to give him 2 seconds to think, what are you saying, God? God's going to use you and speak. Okay, and that's not going to go away. It's not going to be like you can run somewhere or go to a different country and get away from it. It's going to be there. Okay? All right, so the pea patch is second, I see a gift of mercy in you. I see a thing that's really deep in you, and it's so deep, at times you're not aware that it's something unusual or different, but there's a deep gift of mercy. Hurting people or people in distress or people that have needs, at times it's something like just starts inside of you. You want to do something, and sometimes you don't really know what to do, because it's hard to handle that gift because the emotions can get really strong. But God's put that in you. And so second, this is part of the pea patch, but there's also a gift of healing in your hands. And I want to call you a healer, that God's going to use you that way. And you can take that any way you want. You can say, I'm going to go pray for people at church, or I'm going to go to the hospital and pray for people, that's fine. If you say, I want to be a doctor, that's fine, because God would use the thoroughness and attention to detail that you've got with a gift of mercy and make you a doctor. You got many choices, but however it works out is part of your pea patch, that you're going to be picking pods of healing all of your life. So, third, I also see just that God's going to call you very soon. How old are you now?
16.
What a great age. I'm at a great age too, but 16 is a great age. I see this thing about God calling you to to times of intense prayer. Something comes on you once in a while where you would like to, hide's the wrong word, seclude yourself. That's the Holy Spirit. That's not a bad thing. And God's going to call you just like times he called Jesus to just get away by himself to seek God. God's going to call you at times. He's going to disturb your schedule. He's going to disturb your routine and all your plans. And he's going to just seclude you somewhere. And you're going to throw schedules away. And all the stuff you had to do the next day, you're not going to do because you're going to be up all night, quiet, seeking God. And before you know it, the dawn's going to be there. And there you are again, in that great place, just as the sun's coming up and God's speaking just clear. So the prayer is going to be very important. And quite frankly, out of everything I'm saying, I believe that's the most important. And that if you'll let that, when that season comes upon you and that need just to sort of get away or get by yourself, do it. And ignore everything. And just sit there with the Lord and see if God doesn't begin to speak and do some amazing things. Okay? And the last, just as a little detail, I do see you as a mother with real children, not just spiritual children, but I see you as real children. And I'm to tell you, God's going to give you strength there also. You're going to be a great mother physically, emotionally, and with an ability to train them. God will do that. Okay? All right.
Not whole much more to add to that. Now, for all of us upstate New Yorkers, now you know where the term bless their pea-picking heart comes from. It comes from Mayberry. Michael's actually from Mayberry. Just kidding. See, haven't you always wondered what they meant? See, now you know. You've got a southern prophecy. Praise God. I want to add a few things prophetically. These are powerful words. I think there is clearly another education process coming for you. That means post-high school. There's another education, another series of things that God's going to have you learn and grow proficient in, but that's not going to be your career. I just really sense that you've got some interesting career paths that God is going to carve out for you later on in your life. And so you cannot just have a preconceived idea of this is what I'm going to be when I grow up. This is what I'm going to do. There's a kingdom call upon you, and you're going to have to really be able to really discern the will of the Father, and that's why this prayer thing, the prophetic thing, it's all in you. I fly a lot for a living. I live in an aluminum tube in the sky most of the time. And I've noticed a lot of stewardesses and pilots, they have these watches, and they have two faces on them. One is so because they're passing time zones all the time. They know like this is where I live, and then this is where it is now. And I saw you with you don't have to buy one, but maybe you should for a season. I saw you with one of those watches with the two, and I felt like the Lord said one will be your time, and the Lord says the other will be my time. And God wants you to always remember, He has a perfect timing for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there's a purpose under heaven and a timing. There's always God's perfect timing. And I think you're going to be someone that's going to learn to rely on, live in, and have peace in the timing of God. And you're going to blow a lot of people's minds. You're going to just upset some people. You're not going to fit into people's programs because you're going to be on God's time. And God just wants to continue to remind you of that. And you're going to be doing some things that will not fit other people's time schedules. There's even your own time schedule. God is just challenging it, even tonight. There's some things God has planned for you. And because of that, God says, I want you to be quick to catch God's heart for certain things and then get into the middle of it. There's some things that are going to happen. I see you, interestingly, with almost bare feet tonight. And I thought, that's a typical upstate New Yorker. If it breaks 40 degrees, they take their socks off. Summer! So, but I was thinking, you know, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of those that bring good news. And there is something about you and your feet and what they're going to do for God. There's movement in your feet. I think you can dance. I think you can even choreography some things. And choreograph, sorry, is the word. There's choreography in you. There's an ability for you to even organize some people into some some dramas and things like this. There's a creative expression in you that comes out of your prophetic gift to prophetically even demonstrate the gospel and Bible stories and kingdom truths. And there's going to be a season of intense leadership development in you by organizing creative people to do something meaningful with a message. That's like herding cats sometimes. But you're going to be able to get some creative people together, some friends, some musicians, and some artsy people. And I see a creative kind of play or some drama that you're going to help put together. There's leadership in you. God's going to use that to hone your leadership gift. God's going to use that to frustrate you and show you how frail and fragile people really are and cause you to pray and say, oh God, and just help to confront some people and their weaknesses. And all these things are going to be leadership development. God wants you to take on some projects for him and use your gifts and use that. Let that leadership rise in you and let that organizational ability just come flying through. You got great organizational ability. I think you're a neat Nick. I think you love schedules and all that thing. That's why God says there's going to be, remember, two faces on the clock, not just one, because you love punctuality and timing, and you're kind of a little bit of an inquirer all the time at home, like, so what time are we doing this, and you've already asked what's going to happen this whole weekend. You've already got the schedule for the weekend. You already got it, because you've asked all week long, and what about this and that? So that's good. It drives some people crazy, but you need to know, because that's how you're wired. And you're going to help other people that are scattered and don't care what time it is. And I don't care if I'm late. And you're going to just help people on that side of it. But always remember, God says, there's my timing too. I want to show you one other thing that the Lord showed me, a landmine. I saw you walking through a landmine. I saw you walking right through it, no problem. The landmine is a landmine of dating. And I really feel like you have looked at that landmine from a distance. You've come up to the edge, and you've backed up, and then you've looked at it again. And I think in your heart, you're saying, God, is there any way around this thing? Can I, like, fly over it, take a plane? Can I go around it? And the Lord says, no, I'm going to teach you how to walk right through it, because you're going to go and set others free that have no idea the mines are there. And I think that there's something in you that has looked at the whole relational thing that young people have to go through. And how do we do it God's way? And God is going to give you wisdom and a message to teach your generation how to walk through the landmine of relational dating and get through it without any explosions and any handicaps. And you're going to know how to walk people through, and you'll hear the click before it ever blows up. You'll just know where the clicks are coming. You'll have caution. You'll say, wait a minute, go this way. Wait a minute. And you're going to see people getting ready to step on a mine, and you're going to corner them and say, can I talk to you? You're about to blow yourself up. It would be really good if you just went the other way. Don't go that way. I mean, it's true, because you're going to help rescue some young ladies out of disastrous relationships prematurely. And the thing is, you're going to lead the way. And it won't always be easy, but you're going to be able to know where the landmines are. And God is going to really use you powerfully there. And God's going to bless you and reward you. And Michael's prophesying motherhood. I'm saying amen. Because I just feel like God is preparing a young man even now for you in another place, in another time zone almost. In God's timing, he's preparing him. And you can't speed it up no matter what you do. There's that other face on the clock. God says, nah, don't mess with that. But it'll come in the right time. In the meantime, you press on. You grow. You do all the things, and God's going to grow you up, and there's going to be a perfect meeting on the other side of the minefield, okay? That you will have a whole path of people that you'll be able to testify to and bring through into successful relationships. Even through your early years of marriage and even into your parenting and your later years, you'll be able to give seminars, tips, counsel, testimony, how God can deliver someone from the enemy's traps of wrong relationships, out of the will of God, and those things that bring disaster. So you're going to be a deliverer. You're like a young Deborah in the New Testament. You're an Old Testament woman in a New Testament time. Deborah was a deliverer. She was able to set captives free. She would sing and utter songs of deliverance and set people free from the bondages that the world tries to put on them. So God's going to raise you up, hook you up to the right guy, and set you on his timetable. Amen? Amen. Amen. Is your parents here?
Yeah.
Come on up here, Mom and Dad. This is well done. Lay your hands on your daughter. Amen. Father, we say well done to Mom and Dad, and now it really takes off, because the enemy said, I didn't like any of those words. So you got Mom and Dad. You got good government here. Got the government of the house. Stay under government, and you'll be protected, and God is going to launch you. Father, we seal these words In the name of Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for godly heritage that sits here tonight, the product of those that have prayed, pleaded with you, prophesied, and declared a blessing on their generations. Amen.